Buckle up for a Radio 191 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m., our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews, and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
That's right, you're listening to the R1 News at 1. I'm your host today, Jemima.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday, 21st August. I'm Jemima. In national news, the government has announced a significant change to its carbon pricing strategy, aiming to address issues with carbon credit oversupply and strengthen the carbon market, RNZ reports. By reducing the number of carbon permits available for auction, the government intends to drive up the carbon price, which is expected to result in a modest increase in fuel costs, approximately 3 to 4 cents per litre by 2029. Climate Change Minister Simon Watts emphasised that this adjustment is designed to encourage both businesses and individuals to lower their emissions to meet New Zealand's climate targets. The reduction in permits aims to address the surplus of carbon credits that has been undermining the effectiveness of the carbon pricing system. This decision follows a series of unsuccessful auctions and fluctuating carbon prices. By tightening the supply of permits, the government hopes to restore confidence in the carbon market and create a more effective mechanism for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Watts assured the public that the impact on household bills would be minimal, with expected increases in petrol and other energy costs being relatively modest. If you're looking to upgrade your daily snack, then this one's for you. RNZ reports on the Rotorua chief, Rich Jones, who recently won this year's Great New Zealand Toasty competition with his creation Figgy in the Middle. He said to think of it as a cheese board sandwiched between two golden slices of sourdough. It's made up of Swiss cheese, blue cheese figs, streaky bacon, walnuts and a hint of chilli honey, topped with a lot of Parmesan as a finishing touch. John's, inspired by a recent trip to Italy, didn't plan on winning twice. But with a combo like this, it's no wonder he impressed the judges again, a couple of whom said his masterpiece was a perfect 10. The Toasty bet 169 other entries across the country and has since racked up over 1,000 sales already. In international news, the former US Representative George Santos has pleaded guilty to fabricating fundraising figures, cementing the downfall of a novice politician who was expelled from Congress last year after a brief scandal-plagued tenure, reported by Jack Queen and Luke Cohen of Reuters. Santos, a Republican, has pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud and one count of aggravated identity theft, the latter in which carries a mandatory 2-year prison sentence. The charges came from inflating fundraising numbers and faking donor names to qualify for financial and logistical support from the Republican Party during the 2022 election cycle. After pleading guilty at a hearing before U.S. District Judge Joanna Seibert, George Santos apologized to his constituents, saying, "I deeply regret my conduct and the harm it has caused and accept full responsibility for my actions." Santos is set to be sentenced on the 7th of February and could face as much as 22 years in prison. Santos was hit with federal charges in May 2023 for laundering campaign funds to pay for his personal expenses, charging donors' credit cards without their consent, and receiving unemployment benefits while he was employed. Social media influencers are shifting from promoting extravagant lifestyles to advocating for financial responsibility through loud budgeting, RNZ reports. This trend was sparked by American comedian Lucas Battle, who encourages people to be vocal about their financial choices, helping us to save money. New Zealander Rachel Lutelli, who transformed her finances using the zero-based budgeting method, shares her journey on Instagram as a savvy saver. Financial advisor William Tew, known as the financial engineer on TikTok, also promotes budgeting techniques like the 50-30-20 rule, which allocates incomes to needs, wants, and savings. The key takeaway is to set a clear goal for your money and make every dollar work for you. This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday the 21st of August. Today's bulletin was written by Celia Ward and Tristan Serrano and read to you by Jemima Lorimer.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
And that has been the R1 News for your Wednesday. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more news stories at 1 o'clock. Keep it locked to Radio 1.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1 here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts. or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.